Okay, so now how do we provide security service called confidentiality? Well, imagine that you have two parties, party A or party B, or say Anna and Karin are communicating, and through the internet. So usually we provide the security services by using cryptography. And cryptography, we won't go into details, but this is a system of that is using mathematics algorithms for providing different security services. And for those who want to learn more, there are many other courses if you want to know the details about cryptography. But for this course, just know that to provide security services, we are using cryptography. Now imagine that party A, Anna, for instance, is want to talk to Karin, want to send a message to Karin. So she takes a message, a plain text, hello, in this case, assume it is hello. And she's going to protect this message, or sometimes it's called encrypt this message, by using a key. Now, an encryption key. An encryption key is just a number. Like, for instance, a password is some kind of a key. I will discuss further what a key is. So now, after entering this this text or this message into the encryption method or into the algorithm or some system, cryptographic system, then the message that you protected will be some ciphertext or some number. Now, you know in computers that everything must be converted or transformed to binary numbers, that is 10101010 digital. So assume that after encrypting this message, protect this message, you have this this number 11011101. So send it in, Anna sends into the internet to Karin. Now in the internet, there are many interceptors, or there are many people can intercept by using different cryptographic systems. Now in this case, the interceptor cannot read ciphertext or the encrypted message without the decryption key, because the interceptor does not have this key. So now when the message comes to Karin, Karin who is probably this moment in Australia or in UK, she receives this message, the same message that Anna sent, but encrypted form. Now, Karin must also use the same decryption method or algorithm or cryptographic system that Anna used. And so she must also have the same key that Anna used to encrypt. So in the beginning, they must agree of this key that, okay, you are going to Australia. We are going to use this key for protecting our messages or for encrypting messages. So then Karin just enters this message that is protected into the system, decryption system, and then recovers the message that Anna had sent, hello. Now this hello could be a credit card number, could be whatever it is.